Tyus, when you look at the dual running threat that they have in Marshawn Lynch and, of course, their quarterback, who runs a heck of a lot, what is the first priority in terms of trying to attack this two-headed monster?
The fundamentals are the same. You just got to stop the run. Now, obviously, you got to make sure that you're rushing the passer, getting them on the ground on third downs, but I think taking care of the run game is a number one key.
It seems as though beast mode Lynch has had somewhat of a down season. His numbers aren't as spectacular. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Is there something to be said for that?
The only thing that matters for us is how we approach a game, and for us, we're going to approach him as though he's at his, you know, his full tilt. And you know, we want to make sure that we don't take anybody lightly. We're not going to look and say, oh, this guy's down, so we're not going to pay attention to him. To me, that would be the wrong way to step into the game. We're focused on getting a win, which starts with shutting down the runner and then getting after the quarterback.
It seems that yards after contact with him is a very big deal usually.
Yeah.
I mean, more so than other running backs in this league?
Oh, of course. That's what he's built on. I mean, for years you've seen him, you know, hitting one, two guys and still breaking out of the pile, so we definitely understand it's going to take two and three guys to get in there and secure the tackle and make sure that everybody's still driving their feet, because he is a talented runner.
Yeah, motivation, don't want to be part of his highlight film.
No, not at all.
You've lost a lot of key players. How do you make up for that going forward here?
The next man up. You know, it's always tough, but this is, you know, the dark side of the league nobody wants to talk about is when you go out there and you play a game, usually between the two teams, somebody's season's going to be over. You know, and it's, you know, usually maybe it's not a big name player and you don't really hear about it, but we deal with it in the locker room all the time. So for us, you know, we're always with the guys who are down. We'll pick them up. We want them to still be around. We're definitely going to be missing them in spirit and on the field. But, you know, when the next man steps up, we expect him to do the job just as well.